Tonight on the Worldview Report, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opens an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. But is that enough at this late stage of the Biden presidency? At least one prominent conservative House member says no and wants McCarthy to vacate his position as Speaker. There's a record number of known terrorists who've been caught trying to sneak into America since last October. What's Joe Biden been doing about it? And what about those who haven't been caught? A new document dump shows the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is using an invasive AI-powered monitoring tool to screen travelers, including U.S. citizens, which can link their social media posts to their social security number and location data. The G20 nations say they're ready to march forward with implementing increased global governance and centralization, and they will use digitization to accomplish their goals of a more one-world system. And finally tonight, the FDA may soon force the removal of popular over-the-counter cold medicines from store shelves. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Just hours after the U.S. House of Representatives returned to the business of the American people following the August recess, Speaker Kevin McCarthy officially announced that Republicans were opening an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. Quote, "We have found that President Biden did lie about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings," end quote. That's what McCarthy explained. And then he added, quote, "joined on multiple phone calls and multiple interactions with Hunter's business partners," end quote. And then finally, they uncovered evidence by House committees. Quote, "bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden's family members and associates through various shell companies," end quote. That's what McCarthy said, the Speaker of the House. And he emphasized that more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates were flagged in, quote, "suspicious activity reports," end quote, by U.S. banks. Quote, "even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family," end quote. That's what the Speaker said of the revelations that have arisen from the FBI-generated FD-1023 form the Biden administration attempted to keep hidden from lawmakers and the American people. Quote, "despite the serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration," end quote. That's what McCarthy noted of the kid glove treatment for Hunter and others privileged to have the Biden name, adding, quote, "these are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. Today, I am directing our House committees to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden," end quote. That's what the House Speaker said. And then he said, quote, "this is the next logical step," end quote, which, quote, "will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts," end quote, about Joe Biden and his family's activities, of course, is that to which he's referring. Not everyone on the Republican side of the aisle is happy with Speaker McCarthy, and some believe he's delivering too little, too late. The Gateway Pundit reports that Congressman Matt Gaetz on Tuesday threatened to remove McCarthy for being out of compliance with the original agreement that allowed him to assume his role as Speaker. Gaetz stated, quote, "on this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker," end quote. Under new House rules, it only takes one member of Congress from either party to bring a, quote, motion to vacate, end quote, which forces a vote on removing the speaker from his position. It would only take a simple majority vote to remove McCarthy. Gates, this week, floated recruiting Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell to help him remove McCarthy. Gates was not impressed by McCarthy's decisions to open an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden. He took to the House floor to air his grievances on McCarthy's failure to keep his end of the bargain. In fact, Representative Gates lambasted McCarthy for not holding a vote on term limits, refusing to release the full January 6 tapes, insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family, and for advancing Biden's reckless spending. Gates added that, quote, if Democrats bail out McCarthy, I will lead the resistance to this uniparty and the Biden-McCarthy-Jeffries government that they are attempting to build. Watch this video.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes. As you promised, there has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden.
Quote, the rushed and somewhat rattled performance of the speaker isn't real, end quote. That's what Gates said. Gates says it just unraveled the smokescreen that is Kevin McCarthy, who is expert at talking tough while doing almost nothing to resist the steamrolling of America's Constitution by a weaponized federal government. Breitbart reports that as Americans marked the 22nd anniversary this week of the September 11, 2001 Islamic terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans, Joe Biden's regime is overseeing a surge in illegal aliens crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, who, by the way, are on the government terrorist watch list. In fact, there is a record number of terrorists who were caught trying to sneak into America since last October of 2022. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, well, they have encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's northern and southern borders who were revealed to be listed on the federal government's terrorist watch list. Keep in mind, these are just the number that managed to get caught. We have no idea how many other terrorists have crossed over undetected. Of the 149, the overwhelming majority, 146 of them, were encountered at the southern border, while three of them were encountered at the northern border. So this indicates a 7,350% increase in encounters with illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list compared to fiscal year 2017. A report from the House Homeland Security Committee led by Chairman Mark Green, Republican from Tennessee, well, it details the surge of encounters with illegal aliens who are known terrorists. Quote, from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 20, between ports of entry along the southwest and northern borders, the Border Patrol apprehended just 14 individuals whose names were on the terrorist watch list, with most of them attempting to enter through the southwest border, end quote. That's what the committee report stated. In comparison, 263 individuals.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. JandMJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Input information about a target. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, Or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it. You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Capital punishment shows the world the true story of January 6, 2021. The event was years in the making, and the threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Not only is this film a must-see, but it's already one of the most censored films of all time. Just visit hisglory.tv today to get your copy. Capital Punishment, everything they told you was a lie.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
AI has risks, but also offers tremendous opportunities. The crucial question is how to harness a rapidly changing technology. In the EU in 2020, we presented the first ever law on artificial intelligence. We want to facilitate innovation while building trust, but we need more. What the world does now will shape our future. I believe that Europe and its partners should develop a new global framework for AI risk, end quote. The European chief also stressed that globally accepted standards must be created under the purview of, wait for it, the United Nations. And they must be akin to their Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Humanity, she says, stood to benefit if an international authority could clarify the risks and the rewards related to artificial intelligence, akin to the IPCC for climate concerns. Ursula, well, she championed the concept of digital public infrastructure, similar, folks, to the coronavirus passport system that we've been warning about since early 2020. A system, of course, developed by the European Union as a response to the COVID saga. The World Health Organization, which really means the United Nations, embraced it, as we all know they do and will, with open arms as a global standard for combating health threats. Put quotes around health, because that could mean also the end of the Second Amendment, of course. Whatever they deem to be a health threat. Quote, many of you are familiar with the COVID-19 digital certificate. The EU developed it for itself. The model was so functional and so trusted that 51 countries on four continents adopted it for free. Today, the WHO uses it as a global standard to facilitate mobility in times of health threats, end quote. That's what Ursula said, and she continued. Alarmingly, she went on to describe the steps that would be taken, strides that would be taken, for a whole block-wide digital identity app that's capable of storing, well, a citizen's personal information, including their credit cards, by the way, their driver's license, and their passport data. And these developments, well, they all raise red flags for privacy, for freedom of movement. But that's the goal. But sadly, many people will buy it. They'll buy it because they're being told it's all about, well, convenience and safety. Convenience and safety. They expect the public to trust them, the elites, to make them the gatekeepers over, well, all of this powerful, invasive technology. And yet, these same characters, they have never proven themselves to be trustworthy with power for even a limited responsibility. And yet, they continuously assume that we will give them more and more control and power over our lives. So who is it that's going to harness this technology, as she said? While at the same time, protecting us from its invasive, intrusive, and controlling aspects. Are we going to be protected by the elite? I don't think so. Because given their track record, there isn't really much hope that they will protect us. What they will do is enslave us. I mean, this is really the fox guarding the hen house. Wouldn't you agree? And I hope people see through this, because there's a lot of deception being used. But don't count on it. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us tonight, and thank you for being a sponsor of the broadcast. We're brought to you by you. And one way you can sponsor this broadcast is by making a contribution to WVWFoundation.com. This is a listener-supported program. It takes a team of about 7 of us, 15 man-hours a day, to put it all together. But this isn't the only program we produce and push out for free. There's, of course, Brennan House Live. There's Worldview Radio, my show during the day. The Sunday morning show we just added. Worldview Report Sunday. And there's Worldview Weekend Hour on Sunday night. All of these shows we produce and push out free. We could put them behind a paywall, but we don't. We make them available for everybody to watch. And so we need your support. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to PBS, National Public Radio, National Public Television, that gets hundreds of millions of dollars a year from their supporters, their donors, and they also get government money. Well, we don't bring in hundreds of millions, and we certainly don't get government money. We're largely supported with little donations by Americans who, well, simply want trusted news through the lens of a Christian worldview. So if you'd like to support us, you can do that at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for doing that. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. Popular cold and allergy products such as Benadryl and DayQuil could soon be unavailable at stores nationwide, thanks to a ruling this week by the FDA. The Associated Press reported that one of the agency's panels voted unanimously on September 12th against the effectiveness of the active ingredients in these products. As the Daily Mail notes, this ingredient is the most common active compound in over-the-counter drugs like Benadryl Allergy Plus Congestion, Sudafed PE, and Tylenol cold and flu severe day and night. The drug is also found in Allegra and DayQuil. While the ruling is not binding, the Daily Mail reports the agency is likely to heed the panel's advice and pull its approval of these products. So, should that happen, companies will have to pull Benadryl, Sudafed, and several more drugs from store shelves. And consumers, well, they will be forced to switch to more potent and potentially damaging prescription meds, or use nasal sprays and drops that are not under review. So let me get this straight. The FDA is concerned about the safety and effectiveness of low-dose, over-the-counter cold meds that have been around for decades. But they just approved a new untested vaccine booster that alters your body's genetic code and has a track record of causing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of premature deaths and serious injuries. Why am I not surprised? If you rely on these products now, you might want to stock up. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer has been sentenced to 60 days in prison for his role in January 6th. That's according to reports. Quote, I was not part of any larger plan for illegal activity or violence that day, end quote. That's what Schroyer said on Tuesday morning to the D.C. court, according to NBC News. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Schroyer. Last week, he sent Proud Boys founder Terrio to federal prison for a record-setting term of 22 years. Now, this won't get much attention in the corporate media. And the coverage it does get will go light on the implications for American society going forward. This young man, Schroyer, a journalist, a reporter, he got 60 days in jail for what even his prosecutors admit was a crime that consisted of nothing more than expressing ideas that made people upset and angry. The First Amendment, sadly, is largely dead in America. And the show trial of Owen Schroyer, well, I think it proves it once and for all. Schroyer was not even accused of leading an insurrection. I repeat, all he did was say something the folks prosecuting him did not like. So next time you hear one of our elected officials give a lecture to another country for not being sufficiently free or democratic, remember this. Remember this day. And know that these are not genuine champions of freedom. Because if they were, they would be outraged by the jailing of our own American citizens simply for voicing a political opinion not approved by the uniparty in power. These folks that do this act like they're all worried about the freedoms of other people in other parts of the world. They're all actors playing a role in the globalist takedown of America because they're going along with it. And silence is agreement. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks, as always, for watching and for supporting this broadcast. Don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers live in person include General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Todd Binsman, Colonel John Mills, and Rebecca Walzer. Full details are available at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Now don't forget, you can also support us by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a lot of sales going on over there right now. And when the products are gone, a lot of them, they're gone. It's clearance because they're getting new products in, new styles. So you might want to get over there and do some Christmas shopping, take advantage of the sales, tuck these great products away in a closet somewhere, and you'll have a lot of your Christmas shopping done and saved a lot of money at the same time. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. We have a lot of emergency supplies. Something's in the wind. We can see it. It's becoming ever clearer. So are you ready for what's coming? The government is not going to help you, folks. They're the ones manufacturing it. So make sure you have your family's emergency plan and products on hand and in place. WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find our phone number there if you want to order through the phone line. All right, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.